So when you will see that I require second initiation, then you should stay, but be very strong. Try to regulate your requirements, worldly, all these things. It is called Divya Jnana. Divya Jnana means transcendental knowledge. So you should try to know all these things. And for this, you should take second initiation, no harm. But first, try to be very patient. When you want, I will give you second initiation. But बहुत हो गया ना बहुत आई शुड चांस एंड टेक
रेस्ट उत्प्रेरक का काम करते हैं
परिष्कार करने वाले हैं दिव्य ज्ञान को देते हैं कि कैसे हरिनाम में रुचि हो कैसे भक्ति में रुचि हो कैसे भक्ति में डेवलप करें टू गिव एनी रिलेशन विथ कृष्ण द सेकंड इनिशिएशन ऑल द गायत्रीज आर फॉर दैट to make any very thick and strong relationship with Krishna. We are chanting them, but no relation. But by second initiation, I will get a strong relation. Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my beloved. Any mark on it will come. उत्प्रेरक क्या मैंने क्या
उत्प्रेरक मीन्स
अरे दिव्य ज्ञान इसको कहा गया है उत्प्रेरक का प्रेरक क्यों लिया डोंट यूज ऑल ओनली दिव्य ज्ञान ट्रांसडेंटल नॉलेज एंड रिलेशन प्योर रिलेशन ट्रांसडेंटल रिलेशन इट गिव्स
रिलेशन को बढ़ाने में तेजी में
all those other relationships are within Madhurya Rasa, like they're all within, like Madhurya Rasa contains all the other relationships. So is it necessarily something that sticks, or when if someone is in that relation, they can also experience all the other feelings?
He's asking, in Madhurya Rasa, all other subordinate rasas are in Madhurya Rasa.
Yeah.
So in Madhurya Rasa, does one taste also the other rasas? Is that correct?
Yeah. Sometimes. Like Srimati Radhika, review Krishna like friends. She can tell Krishna that, oh, message by faith, like friends. And sometimes she will do so many things. Sometimes she will serve Krishna more than mother. Sometimes she can serve Krishna more than any servant like Hanuman or others. More. And sometimes like beloved, no one can serve Krishna like that. So Radharani, in Radharani, everything, every rasa, every mood is there. That is why Madhur Rasa. Sometimes they gamble. This is the on a friend's job, like playing. Clapping. Sometimes gopis are clapping for Srimati Radhika. Oh, Radhika had defeated Krishna. And then Madhu Mangal and all are, oh, Krishna, you should go. Otherwise they will take you, you'll have to be their servants and they will, very quickly they will take your bansi and everything, more mukut, everything. So quickly they will come out. Everything in that. That is why it is best among all of us. More?
I don't know.
If you are not paying something for this, then you cannot have all these modes. And then dakshina is what you know?
Your heart.
Then you can realize. Otherwise, if you have not faith and hearing so much and not paying dakshina, quickly they will go from here directly, possibly.
He told me to use my intelligence.
Now I should go. Yeah.
I just wanted to know if you're going to have more time in Badger because there's actually...
You are coming there?
I want to try to
you should try to come there.
Everyone should try to come if you can make it to Badur. You should come. There will be more time and it's a nice atmosphere as well in the country.
Can you come?
And you can ask more questions.
You will come?
In 1 week from now.
1 week from now.
Tomorrow.
17 to 21st.
You should try to come.
17 to 21st.
You can come because you have so many questions. We will try to remove all these things.
And there is so much nice, Maharaj will get so much nice Hari Katha. The atmosphere is very...
I cannot give so much nice of what I am to my standard. I will try to give. Because I am not so much high class of... Well, like you. You should always think like your friends to me. I am like friends. I am not guru. Very simple. But I have no doubt this thing. I have no doubt.
Maharaj, you always have my heart.
I have a blessing to you from core of heart. I'm blessing you all that you should develop your Krishna consciousness.
I don't think it's so much that we have fear for ourselves personally, but what we like to do is prepare ourselves independent from society.
He is thinking about living without having to be dependent upon technology or Western society. To have self-sufficient situation.
Good idea. I will help you in transcendental knowledge and all the other things. Try to be always in contact with me. Some letters, some phone, some time to time. I will always help.
Your Gurudev is for Kovinda
Maharaj? Yeah. Very good. He has good relations with me. All devotees of Gaur Govind Maharaj are with me so well. I have a special attraction for them and love for them. Perhaps he is
He was the first disciple to be in Australia.
Very.
And in Africa he has done...
You are Australian?
No, you are American. In Africa he has done so much preaching in Nigeria.
I have heard.
Yes. He wants to go there with Govinda Bhakt Prabhu.
Yes.
And prepare anything for you. Is that right?
It's a dangerous place,
though. Don't feel any danger.
I'm feeling for you.
If you are in home, without any space that anyone comes, still there is fear. And if you are in jungle, dense forest, surrounded by so many wild beasts, so they should not be very worried. Death will come one day, why not to embrace? Like Prahlad Maharaj, like Isha Masi, embraced. They thought that they have killed Isha Masi, but he was never killed, he is still alive.
But do you think it's a noble attempt to prepare ourselves more to live independent from society, to be able to live on the land?
But
do you think it is a good, honorable idea to live separate from society, technology, to be a self-sufficient
But how you can give up air, water,
no, but those things,
earth,
not.
And they are managing. You cannot give up America or world.
Yes.
Everywhere some technology.
But so the idea would be
self-sufficient.
Like we have our own land and everything is produced there.
Okay.
We don't depend on
we
factories.
Should make environment like our bhakti. It is okay. Understand? We should create our environment so that we can chant, remember, and
right.
Taking that also helps. If you are not taking that technology of airlines, water lines, airlines, to go there, here, electricity, all these things.
Gas lines, building material.
Building material.
Money.
How? Money pro.
Money,
we'll have to take something. But we should take which are helpful for us.
Right.
And make a very separate environment for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the idea would be to create an environment,
yeah,
like where a society of devotees can live,
yeah,
independently.
Prabhupada, means Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, tried so hard. But why all the devotees left that environment, you know? They were bound to give up. Sometimes Krishna comes, his associates come, and they make an environment like this. And after that departure, again slowly, Maya comes. But you can try and make an environment so that it will be helpful for you.
I don't know if you remember, but some years ago, about 6-7 years ago, you had been in Bombay, and you were sitting in court, and then you flew back to Delhi, and I drove back in a taxi from Delhi to Mathura with you. So we had, I've met you once before. And
when you were coming from Bombay, Korke, 6-7 years ago, you went from Delhi back to Mathura by taxi. And he was with you in the taxi.
Oh, maybe. I remember something that I've seen you.
And I was asking you some questions also about marrying, and you said if you marry 50% of your devotion to Krishna, we'll go to your wife. So better not to marry. So I'm still Brahmachari.
Again?
You told him, he asked about marriage, and you told him, if you are married, 50% of your bhakti will go to your wife.
Yeah.
And he said, until this day, I am still Brahmachari. Yeah.
Very good. Very good, I'm happy. You should be Brahmachari. It will be helpful for you. Otherwise, they will create so many problems. I'm happy to meet you after so long time.
He's coming up to bed.
Oh, very good. You should come. You'll have a new energy. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Criticizing anyone. This is the best thing for you. And that is why you have come to me. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Ram.
We can give you some masala, some bliss bar.
Do we have anything? to come.
My daughter Melissa, she was in Vrindavan with you last year.
You have seen me in Vrindavan?
Also 2 years ago in Radharaman Temple.
In Radharaman Temple?
Yes, here in Los Angeles. She
and I brought them in. She and I were with them. Yeah.
Yes. But you meet so many people, how you remember?
But I think
yes.
I remember.
We meet you in, we came to see you in your on your bed in the
Radharaman Temple.
And you say we meet before many times.
Radharaman Mani here in
Los
Angeles. And see?
You remember in Vrindavan at Prabhupada Samadhi, there's one murti in bronze. Well, Rosan Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, made that. This is his daughter. His daughter, Rasa Priya. Yeah. And she's been having me stay with her. She's, I've been staying with her the whole time here in Los Angeles. She's been letting me stay in her apartment.
Thank you so much. And my heartly blessings to you also. Perhaps when I met her in Vrindavan.
Yes, and
then you were some
what?
More.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 1 year.
1 year.
Well, 1 year in Vrindavan, but 2 years. 2 years in. Radharaman. 2 years. Yeah, she was a little smaller.
Yes.
She was.
And that Prabhu?
My name is Neil Maharaj.
He has helped us with the sound equipment in the boat.
Oh.
All the microphone and sound system. He's friend of.
You can sit, no harm. Oh, you can sit too. Because you are old one. You can also. Like her daughter. Very. I don't want that I should be on throne and all should be.
No.
I don't. I'm very equally. Especially my sons and daughters should play here, no harm.
You look very well, Maharaj. Very well.
Neil has been coming every day to hear your lectures, morning and evening.
I see sitting there. You chant something? Little bit?
Yes.
Yes, and yourself?
He was born on Rasa Yatra Day.
Ah.
And not the other day.
Oh, so lucky.
And he has graduated from a very big American university, Duke University, this season.
Very qualified.
Yes.
He is very qualified. He's an artist.
That is why he is so gambhir. Gambhir means?
Great.
Learned persons are great. But you will have to be take admission in our university where we have lived. There is also our university. Haridas University. You know Haridas?
Yes.
We have been admitted there and we learned something. So if you are admitted in that, then your everything will be so full and full. Never read A, B, C, D, or K, K, G, G, nothing. Continue. And he realized everything. Even he realized what is whole world. What is Swarga? Swarga means heaven. What is Vaikuntha? What is Golok Vrindavan? Like North Russia. I'm happy to meet you.
I'm very happy to meet you.
You also brought one friend.
This is Mantashad.
Have you come before to hear Maharaj speak?
No.
No.
First time you are coming.
Hmm? Yes, I do already.
Sometimes go to temple.
Yeah.
You have something?
Yeah, I lived there for 6 years.
16 years?
Six.
6 years.
Yeah.
Mother
Hotel.
They are also friends of you?
He has come. Hare Krishna.
It's my friend.
Your name is?
Chelsea.
Chelsea. Oh, you called up this morning. Right. He brought her friend. She's Chelsea?
She's Chelsea.
Yeah. And she's a friend of Chelsea. Yeah. It's hot here. She says it is very hot here.
Oh. Yes, sir.
मैंने
यहाँ पर ये पर्दा भी खोल दो, खोल दो, हम देखें, खोल दो, खोल दो, पूरा ही खोल दो, अरे खोल दो ना, खोल दो anything to discuss, what you ask?
Do you want to ask anything? I don't know what to
say. Yeah, what? Then bande kar.
Udhar wo keh rahe hain, mujhe acha nahi lag raha.
What organization is this? He is asking.
Hmm?
What organization is this?
Is that provocative answer?
Well, there's very little organization actually. It's all happening by God's grace. This is Bhaktivedanta, Sripad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and he is teacher, guru, and living in Mathura, India, scholar, writing, giving lectures, and many people are coming and listening to him talk about God and high topics of God, how one can develop love and affection for God and love and affection for our fellow man, live in peace and harmony, and eventually, at the end of his life, go back to God. So he's come, we're taking him from city to city. We've been in Washington, New York, Houston, now Los Angeles, now we're going to San Francisco, and allowing people to come and have some exchange with him, ask him questions, and learn more about this science. It's called Krishna Consciousness. You've heard about Hare Krishna?
Yes, I think so. Yes. I think I was in a place a few years, right, a few years back.
his picture was in the world.
Hmm. Krishna's picture.
They would make us bring a flower for three of them, I forgot now,
mm-hmm.
in a white catch never used,
mm-hmm.
and three flowers, and three, I think, apples or something. Fruit,
mm-hmm.
flower, fruit, and the white catch. Do you know the symbolic meaning of all this?
The white handkerchief?
The handkerchief and the fruit and the flowers.
These are simple offerings of love.
Oh.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palam Soyam. If you give me something simple, like a flower, or a piece of vegetable, or some fruit, or water, then he'll accept it. So that's the
it's
idea.
It's like an offering?
It's an offering of love. Yes. And by that offering, we grow in our love for Krishna. And this is what Gurudev is coming here
and
to
what
teach
is
people.
The relationship between the God who created the world and between this God.
There's no difference.
No difference.
That's the same God we're talking about. There's only one God.
True.
Yeah.
But everybody perceives it in a different way.
That's like when you're standing and looking at a statue, everyone has a different angle of vision on the statue. Some people are looking at the front, some people are looking from behind. The same statue, but different views.
But God is a living God, and a statue that's just a statue.
That's only an example. That example is if we say, well, if we have a living teacher, then we can learn something about God through the living teacher. And that is the kind of teacher that Gurudev is.
God is living.
It's so intelligent.
Very clever.
Very intelligent.
Where is my partner? I lost there.
No, she's over here. She's playing a game on you. She's hiding behind over here.
I thought it would be good for her to get Krishna conscious because I don't know how many more years any of us have.
What?
I help you.
She's saying that she thought it would be her good fortune to meet you and to receive Tulsi and to hear Hare Krishna mantra and to meet real sadhus. Yes, what is your question?
I was to a meeting. It has something to do with this. I don't know. We were chanting.
We also chant.
Oh. Oh, I'll hear you when the time comes.
You'd like to hear it.
Hmm?
She wants to hear
the chanting.
Oh.
I think she wants to hear it from you.
Hmm.
Is that she also chanting?
She said she's been to a meeting that previously they were chanting at this meeting. She doesn't know if it's the same thing, but seems like it might be.
Make a call.
Do you have anyone else have anyone
seen it
before tomorrow?
But my one is
for God, we see that there is very little difference or not difference in God or in Brahma or Krishna. Like same idea.
What is the one we were chanting there? Nam Yomo Yakranke.
What?
कहाँ
पर
ये जहाँ पे कहीं पे गई होगी पहले अब इसने पूछा है तो सब लोग बता रहे हैं वो बुद्धों का स्थान था जहाँ पे
गई यू कैनॉट टेल
बुद्ध द चैंट यू हर्ड इज फ्रॉम बुद्धा Buddhism. Yeah, Buddha is an incarnation of God. Yeah, and he came to stop people from committing violence.
Sounds good.
It's good. Definitely good. Definitely good. And eating meat and doing all kinds of nonsense things.
This one here.
This guru here, he's giving something much higher, much more special.
He used to see there are two Buddha. This Buddha, who are thinking